Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Darren Purchase is joining me on the line today. Now, to give winter baking a sensational richness and depth, you can't go past a hit of delicious coffee. Have you ever tried this? This is fun. Whether you add the liquid gold to cakes, pies or tarts, it's sure to give your desserts that extra edge. So as Darren Purchase joins us on the line, he's one of the most respected pastry chefs working in Australia today, and he's going to contest that coffee can add a touch of, well, something different to your favourite cold season treats. He joins me on the line as the captain of Nespresso's Team Caramel, ahead of the coffee company's announcement that their three most desired limited edition varieties are now going to be on the menu. How are you, Darren?
Hi, Ben. Thanks for having me.
Very, very interesting topic here. So why the liquid gold? How did you get involved with all this?
Oh, you know, I'm from Melbourne. I'm a coffee lover. I think coffee goes really well with desserts. And, you know, obviously I'm making the sweet stuff every day. I just think they're a marriage, you know, made in heaven. I really do think the coffee goes well. I put a pinch of it in almost everything that I make chocolate-wise, and it adds, you know, a real sort of new dimension to baking. And also, you know, this time of year when that fresh smell of coffee, it just it gives you a warming feeling. So I just think it's great.
Fantastic. So why is caramel or caramelletto your coffee blend of choice?
Caramel is kind of my thing, you know. Here at Sweet Studio, I make buckets and buckets of salted caramel. We put it in jars, cakes, eclairs, chop pops. We put it in ice cream. And with Nespresso bringing out the new variations, range flavors, I jumped at the chance to be captain of caramel.
How can coffee add a new dimension to winter baking?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those flavors that it brings a warming feeling to it. So if I make a chocolate pudding, I always add a teaspoon of ground coffee into it. I put it in ice creams. I put it in everywhere really. I just love the smell. I love the aroma. I just love the feeling this time of year. You know, and we're from potentially the coffee capital of Australia. So yeah, it's huge. It's huge here at Sweet Studio. Not as huge as caramel.
Oh, no. Well, actually, I love caramel, but now that you've mentioned it, I'm actually going to go into the city today to buy my new supplies of my Nespresso stuff for my machine. So vanilla, dark chocolate and caramel are back on the menu. Why in Australia do you think this is all gaining so much popularity? I mean, everybody that I know has an espresso machine now at home.
I know. I mean, years ago, you couldn't really get a decent cup of coffee unless you went out, and then all these sort of fancy cafes are springing up, and I think people just want to have that luxury at home. So these machines are just a perfect way of doing that.
And what's your advice for people using this stuff in home baking? How much is enough?
Exactly. Yeah, use everything sparingly. You know, you don't want to overpower. You want to more bring different flavors together. So balance is always the key. I use the fresh ground coffee out of Nespresso pods, and I just cut the pod and I put a pinch of the ground coffee inside a crumble or inside a chocolate cake, and I just think it works really well.
So now we've all enjoyed the success of desserts like the French macaroon, so what are some new trends that we should be looking out for in the pastry world?
I would say look out for marshmallows, lots of different flavours of marshmallows, and there's loads of stuff you can do with that. Also, the eclair, I think, is making a bit of a comeback.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, different fillings and different toppings. And maybe even the rum barber, which I predict will be back. And certainly those three items we're using more and more here at Sweet Studio.
Well, I tell you what, the Nespresso Team Caramel is in good hands. So you are the Willy Wonka of caramel, I must say.
Thank you.
Darren Purchase, thanks for joining us today on Mind Food.
Thank you very much, Ben. Take care.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.